Christian, you want to call the meeting?
Since Katrina's there live in person, I'd love to defer to let her run things.
Sure, we'll call the meeting.
I saw the crosshairs of it.
Do we have minutes?
No, not for the executive.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Oops, that's my bad.
Oh, no worries. Okay. All right, well, what's the update?
This is the agenda for the full RSC meeting.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're just calling the executive committee meeting.
Oh, great. Okay. Calling into order. What you got for us?
Names for the record.
Oh, Katrina Holland.
Christian Bryant.
Okay. So the main purpose of today's meeting is to review the meeting materials for the coming meeting and make a few decisions about the work plan. So the first thing is you have in front of you a draft of the meeting agenda for the April meeting. So this is the meeting that on the work plan was scheduled to talk about fee structure. We have an update from how we'll be starting that conversation. At this time, if council were to pursue a registration fee, the recommendation from the Housing Bureau, from the Revenue Division, and from other jurisdictions would be to do a flat or as close to a flat per unit fee as possible because of administration and simplicity. And so we'll be presenting that.
Saturday? Yes, I think. What's Saturday? Remind me, what's Saturday?
Sorry, Christian, one sec.
The experiential group? What's on Saturday?
The budget hearing.
That's right, yes, yep.
I'll see you Saturday.
Yes, okay. See you Saturday.
Sorry about that.
So we'll be grounding the conversation from that starting point that at this point, the staff and external recommendation is to do a flat or as close to a flat per unit fee.
What does that mean, as close to a flat?
That is a great question.
Do you basically mean that it just won't be a sliding scale, like based on the size of the property and things like that? It'll be just
exactly.
A dollar amount, it'll just be applied evenly across the board?
Evenly or relatively evenly. So what,
I see.
What we're trying
okay.
to do is we don't
want
to...
That you meant
like
a variable fee.
No, we don't want to commit to saying it's going to be a flat fee because we don't know. So the staff recommendation is lean towards a flat fee. And so the closest to a flat fee, including a flat fee, is what we're recommending. Yeah. And so we are... going to share that with the commission and then also offer that unless there is very compelling reason to not do a flat fee, that is likely going to be the staff recommendation. And so the RSC still has an opportunity to discuss options and make recommendations, and we are open to the idea that we might be overlooking something, but at this point that's where staff and other jurisdictions have been at. So that's how... Sorry, Christian.
When we have that discussion on the fee structure, would you guys be able to bring whatever data you have on this kind of number of units that we've so far have been registered, or just your guys' idea of, you know, how close of an estimate you can get on total number of units that would be affected by this? We can take that into account when talking about the fee.
Of course.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. So then we'll be going into the letters that will be sent from the RSC to council first. So as a result of the conversations the RSC has had at the February, March, and April meetings on services and a fee structure, I'm envisioning two letters right now. One would be going to City Council, and it would be a high-level letter talking about the three service recommendations the RSC is recommending around expanding the landlord training,
mm-hmm.
mediation, and expanding culturally specific tenant assistance. And then I'm envisioning a separate letter that would go to Director Callahan. That would be more into the weeds of, if you remember during the meetings, we made a list of kind of items that people had. So there were a lot of details that were taken down regarding like what should be considered as part of a landlord training, or additional programs beyond those three. And so I'm thinking of putting that in a separate letter that goes to Shannon for the Bureau to consider. So there will be two separate letters coming out of the commission about these topics. And to that extent, as a lot of people are aware, the city is in the midst of the budget process right now, and decisions about next year's budget and potentially also about a fee are likely to be made at the same time, so there isn't a form.
But that wouldn't be applicable to the... That wouldn't be applicable until January.
To next year's budget, right. Okay. It wouldn't fund next year's budget, but the decision would be made at the same time as the budget.
Uh-huh.
And so we don't have a firm deadline, unfortunately, for when council needs input for it to be helpful, but it's kind of operating on a as soon as possible. And so to that extent, I plan to have drafts of both the letter to council and the letter to Director Callahan ready by the meeting. And so now I have the letter of council, which is part of the meeting materials for today. So it starts with a overview of what the RSC's conversation has been. So it's making recommendations on a fee structure and services, but it has not discussed whether there should be a fee or the amount of a fee. And so it's clarifying that that wasn't part of the commission's discussion, so council is aware that that hasn't been discussed or approved or recommended by the commission.
Uh-huh.
But understanding that council and the mayor have been interested in funding services through a fee, the RSC had this conversation about services and the fee structure. So language about a fee structure will be inserted after our meeting, and depending on where the RSC lands. And the services are being framed, again, with the recommendation that there's continued need, and these three additional services have been identified by the commission of expanding the landlord training, of creating a voluntary mediation program, and of expanding culturally specific tenant assistance. So then again, the fee structure section will be as short or as long as it needs to be after the April meeting. And the recommended services kind of dives into each of the three topics, talking a little bit about the history and the role of the program, and then the continued need and any additional specifics that the commission has thrown in. As we present these letters to the RSC at the meeting, I'm also planning on kind of reframing the role of letters. This is a different kind of letter, because if you remember, the screening criteria and security deposit letters had the perspectives of members who supported the ordinance that's coming up today and members who opposed it. Typically, when commission letters are written, they are written more as here's a summary of the conversation that happened. And that's kind of the vein that these two letters are taking, because the meetings were kind of people spitballing ideas and throwing them out there, and I was just capturing them as they came out. There isn't a consensus from the commission. There isn't like a recommendation on like, should the landlord training be mandatory? Should it not be mandatory? That was the conversation. The commission didn't settle that question. And so these letters won't speak for everyone. Not every member of the commission will agree with every part of this letter, but it is intended to summarize the conversation that the commission had and the areas where there were overlap or repeated interest in topics.
I noticed that part of the conversation isn't included in here, though.
Right. So this is kind of where I landed on making two letters. So when I did the council letter,
they should know.
I started by including very detailed comments about what the programs would look like, and it started ballooning into a very long letter. And so my take, and I'm open to input on this, is that the part that is most relevant for council is that the commission is recommending these three programs, that the current level of funding for the two that exist isn't sufficient, and additional things such as the landlord training should be moved into the rental services office. That would be a council level decision. For the programmatic conversation of should it be mandatory, should it not be mandatory, should there be like an ongoing certification, should it
Would that be administrative rules?
It wouldn't be administrative rules, but it would likely be a bureau level decision that would come from, if council were to fund these programs, council would likely not be making line item points about how the programs were to be structured. And so those...
Yeah, but to mandate by law that folks complete...
Yeah. That would be council level decision.
Yeah.
So we're putting off the conversation of this should be mandatory or not, because that would be a council conversation, you're correct. But other topics such as how frequent trainings are, whether there are modules, mm-hmm. how many modules, do we start recording them, putting them online, or do we start with a general, here's a Landlord 101 training, those are being sent to Shannon for her to be aware of and for the Bureau to respond accordingly. Mm-hmm. So the more detailed part of the conversation will be in the director letter.
I think we should at least include at least one sentence that said members of the commission felt, you know, didn't reach consensus, but there was a potential for mandating completion of landlord training as part of the registry process. Mm-hmm. Just so they know that it's coming, because otherwise, you know.
Yeah, so we can, my hope is, and why I'm trying to put these in front of the commission by the meeting, and actually a week before the meeting, is to allow for suggestions like mm-hmm. that to be made, with the hope that a final letter will be sent shortly after the meeting.
Okay.
And so... It won't look like the same process as the screening criteria and security deposit letters, because it will still be a summary of the conversation and it won't include language changes, mm-hmm. but I think that input like that is valuable.
Okay.
Do the two of you have any thoughts on the letters themselves, on the conversation with the commission?
I think it makes a lot of sense to bring it to the commission.
Christian?
Thanks for that.
No, I don't think I had anything to jump out at.
Okay.
That's annoying.
It
says, please do not remove. It is now removed.
We're having some technical difficulties with tape, Christian.
With tape?
Yeah, with tape. So then, the next item for the executive committee is the work plan. So mm-hmm. I've included a draft of the work plan that the RSC was operating under, and then a new staff proposal, which would be to, at the May meeting, pivot to have the Bureau of Development Services present the code amendments to the building code.
This is what we talked about last time, yeah.
Right, okay. For the quality of rental housing work group. And so what that would do is, the way I put it in there, it just basically bumps everything out a month. And so next month, the May meeting would be about those building code amendments, and then we would go back to the same order.
Okay, that seems fine to me.
Mm-hmm.
Something I...
And help me, I want to make sure I understand the intent of the quality rental housing workroom amendments. It is to put into effect what was unsuccessful back in 2000.
Right. Okay. In 2008, there were recommendations made by the work group in a report, and the recommendations were not implemented.
Right.
And so now so much time has passed that BDS wants to make sure that...
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years have passed, and so they want to make sure they put together a technical advisory group that advised them up until this point, but they also want to check back in with relevant conversation partners to make sure that the changes that are being made are both in line with the intent of the report, but also still relevant. And if there's anything that needs to be updated that has changed in the past 10 years relevant to what they're working on, that be included as well.
And they're expecting us to make a final decision that day?
They're collecting feedback from all of you.
So can we get we have the report.
You will get materials in advance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just to, and it's big. I mean, we have
the report
thick
is
binder.
Very large.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll send that out this month so everyone has the report and more than a week to review it.
Okay.
Okay, good. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Because also, I mean, if this was done, Katrina, did you say it was 10 years ago?
Yeah, yes. 2008. Well, over a couple, it was finished in 2008, but it was worked on for a couple of years prior to that.
I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I feel like our entire housing industry, from top to bottom, has gone through a lot of changes since then. So.
It has, definitely, and that's why I think it would be really critical to look at the previous report and then also see the amendments ahead of time so we can do it. Is it possible to prepare a summary document?
Just thinking about BDS
folks' capacity, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like original recommendations, proposed amendments, original recommendations, proposed amendments, that kind of thing. And maybe intended outcome or something in a third column. Because we have it. We know it pretty darn well, but for some folks it might be new.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a lot. Mm-hmm. So a summary document to at least be able to meaningfully participate in the conversation for limited capacity reasons, I think would be.
And I mean, the reality is with the level of professionals that we have on our commission, I mean, if we give them a report that's more than a couple pages, then we can pretty much be guaranteed that it's not going to be fully read. So if we can get, you know, a quicker, at least summary, if nothing else, just to alert us and say, oh, hey, that looks interesting. I should actually open the report to that part and see the details. That would definitely be helpful.
That sounds great. I'll pass that along. At this point, BDS was just, they wanted to make sure they had agenda time.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'll follow up with them and let them know that the executive committee thinks it's fine for them to have the main meeting and then ask them for the materials that you've asked.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Got the physical copy. I'm wondering if the electronic copy is in there.
Mm-hmm. The other update to pass along that we don't have to do anything with right now, but I wanted to loop you in. At this point, it is not at all looking certain that the Housing Bureau will be allocated funding to create a separate rental registration system in terms of data infrastructure. And so we will know more as decisions are made in the budget. But that will likely influence the role of conversations. I think all of the topics the RSC is discussing are still important and relevant, but it will look different if the Housing Bureau isn't building its own database and data system.
Right.
So I'm just
and since that building up. That would be essentially a very large, I mean, mostly a large one-time cost, obviously there'd be ongoing maintenance, but because since it would just be a one-time kind of really large cost, you can't necessarily work something like that into the fee structure if we wanted to still have it later.
Right.
Yeah, because it's going to take 36 months to realize
bring to us what you guys feel are going to be the possible pitfalls or issues that you foresee coming up if we, you know, try to just move forward as is, piggybacking on the current system, because then if it is something where there might be some larger issues that we're concerned about, then we'll want to start looking at, you know, whether it's next year or sometime over the next 5 years,
right?
A way to finance getting our own system is going to be a problem.
I think we'll have a better sense as proposed budget, the mayor's budget, and then as council begins its budget conversations start to happen. I think the way I'm seeing the RSC's work plan at this point is after the April meeting, it's a hard cutoff where that's kind of one package of recommendations. The RSC has finished its conversation for now on services and a fee structure that's being handed off, and that's kind of neatly tied up. Then in May, we have BDS's conversation about quality of rental housing, and then in June, we're opening a new chapter of long-term, what is the rental registration system going to be? And so I think in the June meeting, both will have clarity on the budget and, like, procedurally, the RSC will be starting a longer process. And so that's when staff can come with what you're asking, Christian, of did we get funding, did we not get funding, where are we at, what are the paths, and how does that affect the conversation the RSC is going to have?
I'm guessing there's probably not something specific to this, but I think if as time goes on, we get a little closer, it's looking, you know, like it's pretty much a sure thing that we're going to be looking at using the same, sharing that system for the time being, and we're not going to have, you know, funding up front to get a standalone system. Do you think there might be any available, like national, grants or anything like that under HUD? Or any of those organizations that we might might be worth pursuing to help finance this if we had to?
I'm not aware of that, but I will pass that feedback along to the
team. I don't believe there are, because I think a lot of those funds and everything is very specific on what it can and can't be used for by a local municipality. But I'd say, you know, between now and June, if it looks like we're not going to have the funding for that, at the very least, maybe have someone, you know, spend half an hour researching that to see if there might be something that would apply.
So a couple of questions. Number one, what are the communicated barriers to getting full funding for this? Is it the parks conversation? Is it the fact that everybody's been asked to take a 1% cut?
It's a little bit of everything. So the parks conversation is definitely present, where parks is facing steep cuts.
7.6.
And in addition to the parks conversation, the city's operating costs have increased, as I understand it, in large part due to pension and other benefits. And so this year, separate from the parks conversation, there was an understanding that there was no or next to no general ongoing fund available. And so typically...
to maintain existing program levels, basically.
New ongoing funds.
Okay.
And so every year there's the possibility, will there be new dedicated funding that the city feels reasonably confident it will have in perpetuity, that it can say this funding will be there budget year after budget year. And this year that number was zero or next to zero. So there was no additional ongoing funding, and then even the one-time funding, which is funding the city's less certain will be there frequently, but at least exists right now, that was also much lower than expected. And so pairing the parks conversation with Bureau's going budget cut activities, there not being ongoing funds, there is intense competition for the one-time funds, which would be what would be used for this program.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of conversation about what council is going to do with the very limited one-time funds. I know the Housing Bureau has a number of proposals for one-time funds. The Joint Office's current funding level is supported by one-time funds. And then you have all of the structural deficit and other bureaus' priorities. And so in the grand scheme of all of those things, we are not sure how high of a priority rental registration system lands and where that will end up through all of the different priorities that council has.
Next question is, this was the conversation early on, but what about partnership with other jurisdictions,
mm-hmm.
specifically Multnomah County or Metro?
There has been no conversation that I'm aware of on those fronts.
Metro has the infrastructure.
As I understand
so
it,
so does the county.
The city's, the staff team that's working on rental registration at the city level has not explored those options yet, and I think they're kind of in a holding pattern to see what happens with the budget request. And so I think as part of the conversation of did we or did we not get funding to purchase or create a registration system, then some of the next steps are, well, what are we going to do? If we were to work with Metro or the county, there would have to be, well, first they'd have to pass a registration requirement.
Intergovernmental agreements. Mm-hmm.
And then to align the requirements of the Portland registration and goals with the requirements and goals of other jurisdictions' registration system. And so I think that is possible, but to my knowledge, those conversations have not happened yet.
So...
You'd be surrendering over some of your money, I get it. Politically, that's a tough conversation to have.
So...
Makes sense, though.
With all of that said, when it comes to hoping funds go through, I don't know that I've ever been pleasantly surprised by local municipality when that's the case. So I assume we should... At least for now, and preparing for that conversation, you said we would have it in June, right?
Yes.
We should kind of proceed with the assumption that if we're going to decide that the need is great enough to have a standalone system, that we're going to have to find our own way to pay for it. I like the idea of possibly piggybacking onto another municipality, but just like everything else with local government, having two different municipality offices having access to the same system and working together, I would hope it goes smoothly, but that's never the ideal situation. but that could also be something to where, you know, maybe we help whatever municipality that is with the ongoing maintenance cost and that type of stuff for their system, and we avoid that big upfront. Mm-hmm. So if that works out, great. To see what those numbers are so we can work them into the fee conversation. But then the other side of that is, let's assume that is not able to be worked out and we're just on our own to create our own system if we deem that it's needed after having that conversation. Then I think we should come to that with some pretty solid estimates of what it's going to cost. And then we can kind of play around with the numbers of, if we think we can live with the current system for 3 years, great. Let's spread that out over 3 years and see what that does to the fees. So then, worst case scenario, in 3 years, we're able to have that money set aside and earmarked for that, or 5 years or 1 year, whatever it is. So you kind of get what I'm saying.
Yep.
The more data on just the side of, let's assume we're going to have to find money to pay for it ourselves if we decide it's something we need, the better. So then we can kind of just move forward with that plan, and then if the city ends up coming up with some one-time funding that we can use, great. If not, we haven't lost any time or on the overall plan of at least getting stuff done eventually.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good point, Christian, and I think that's something we'll have to keep in mind during this process.
Yeah.
So those are the things I had for you. Revision to the work plan, update on where registration conversation's at right now, the agenda, which will be the conversation on fee structure, and the letters that the commission will send to the Housing Bureau and council, and then a draft of the first letter to council.
When do you want to complete this?
Anything official from us, or the discussion enough?
The discussion's enough, Christian.
I'm curious to know how soon after the Rental Services Commission meeting are you wanting to send this? Couple days, a week?
I do not know, and I will have an answer by the time I send out the meeting materials.
Okay. That's fair.
Or at the meeting, yeah. The next few weeks is tricky scheduling-wise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make sure you do let BDS know that the sooner they can get us that info and that summary sheet of some kind, the more chance, the higher the probability is that our commission will come actually prepared and knowing what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. When will we know about the potential one-time allocation funds?
Formally, not until council approves the budget.
Right.
But
get the draft
from the mayor's proposed budget.
Okay.
And Christian, I'll send that email to BDS right after this meeting.
Perfect, thank you.
When is it scheduled to come out?
I do not know.
Mayor's proposed budget.
I know there's a typical yearly date. I would not be surprised if this year it is different because of the new budget process, and
right.
So I don't have a date.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. That's all I had. Thank you both.
Cool.
Thanks,
guys.
Have a good day. You too, Christian.
Bye, Christian.